We kick off hour number three of the program. This segment brought to you by Gold's Gym, the official gym of Three and Out. What are you doing, Houston?
I'm flipping Davio. He mocked me. He gets
It's annoying. You just say the same word I'm going to say? You want to throw a jinx in there? Will that make you feel
no,
better?
No, it adds an effect, and it changes kind of the sound. It makes it stand out more to the listener, which is the whole point of our show, to make things stand out.
I think you need to work on your bird form.
Was this bird form bad?
It wasn't great.
Do they teach that at Gold's Gym?
That's what it's supposed to look like.
Can you strengthen? That's a good one.
Yeah, they're both good.
I don't.
Your right one looks better than your left.
Yeah, your right bird is much better than your left bird.
Are you both getting a good look at it?
See, Nate's got the better right. Nate gets the better one because your left one.
They're
doesn't
the
look
same.
As
they're the same. No, middle this, finger,
and that's not as good. I like it was better when you had the knuckles up.
You like the knuckles up?
Yeah, yeah. That.
Thumb
it's,
out,
it's
though.
Rigid.
It does give it a different.
Yeah.
I used to do it like that in school. It doesn't make as much sense.
No.
With all the fingers in, it's just a fist.
You that almost looks like your pointer finger when you do that.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. You got to go thumb out, kind of tilt it up, and then the knuckles bent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you
can give a tutorial after the show.
Yeah. If one arm is stronger than the other, if one bird arm is stronger than the other,
apparently
you can go
my left bird hand needs some work.
You can go to Gold's Gym and get that evened up.
They have those little things that you the finger exercisers there.
I'm sure they got it all. They got it all.
They got the band. They got probably those stretchy bands. I can just do one finger at a time.
They do have the bands. Yeah, I don't know what the other machine you're talking about. That
they have.
It's a little. It's, I don't know. It's like a little five finger gripper.
I don't know.
If they don't have it, they can get it for me, I'm sure.
Davey and I went and worked out last night. They had the big TRX, bands there. What do they call those big cages in the middle, Davey?
I just call it the octagon. I mean, I know it's not the actual octagon, but, I mean, it's got eight sides, and so.
It's got the monkey bar thing across the top, Ninja Warrior style. It's pretty cool. And, of course, they've got all the free weights, the dumbbell section where you're, if you're one arm stronger
than the
other.
Which one did you guys go to?
Work on the other. We were at Level Road last night.
Oh.
Yeah. They got it all there.
You guys do it. You look swelled up today.
I got under 200 for the first time in like 6 months.
It's because you got sick.
Well, I'm still not sick.
But that's why you're under 200.
Feels good though.
You're cheating.
Gold's Gym. Help me out.
They got the lap pool, steam room, basketball court, cycle room for all the spin classes. And I got to download the Gold's Gym app today, Davey, so I can, get all the schedules and all that good stuff.
We'll tweet that out for you all later on today. Let's all check it.
Get the Gold's Gym app.
Check it out.
And if you want to check out any Gold's Gym, just download the three-day free VIP pass to Gold's Gym. Any local Gold's Gym, there's seven in
Knoxville. I'm glad I don't have to say the three-day free VIP pass because you guys, it's a tough one.
It's free three-day VIP pass.
It's caught you both.
I haven't decided what the best order on it is.
Yeah, I hear you.
The VIP.
3 day free VIP pass is what I would say.
Three day, free VIP pass. 3 day free VIP pass.
Free 3 day VIP pass.
You just said free.
The VIP
three day
pass.
Just didn't come in very
for free.
Well.
The VIP pass for 3 days for free.
Gold's Gym.
The free 3 day VIP pass.
The 3 day free VIP pass would
I think
also
that's
work.
That's the best. Yeah.
3 day free or free 3 day? Gosh, I'm nailing it every time. You guys should let me do this damn read.
3 day free VIP pass.
Maybe we call it the free IP pass. The free important person pass.
Well,
I don't like that.
Speaking of freedom.
We'll work on it, but you can go get that at goldsgym.com.
Right
download
there.
It.
The official gym of Three and Out. And it is President's Day.
Yes, it is President's Day. Happy President's Day to you guys.
You as well.
Do we want to celebrate in the proper fashion? I feel like on President's Day we should, play the national anthem.
I'll stand.
It has been it's been a weird year for the anthem, I'll admit that. But last night at the All-Star game, it's maybe the most beautiful rendition that I've heard. We allowed Fergie, who I believe is British. Right?
I thought she was American.
I'm trying to help her out.
Part of the
she wants to be
band,
British
the Black
now.
Eyed Peas.
Yeah, hang on.
I don't think she's British, man.
Now he's got to check.
I thought she was very British.
I thought she was like from New York.
She is an American singer, songwriter, and actress. Let's see here. Early life. Hacienda Heights, California. Golly, she's American? She's an American Englishman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she graced the airwaves of the world last night at the NBA All-Star game.
Here's how it sounded.
Oh, she's starting to go south already.
What's up with the slow beat in the background?
It's just like it's a timer. At the twilight's
last gleaming. That wasn't terrible.
That wasn't bad.
I'm feeling very patriotic.
Very odd.
Way off pitch there.
like a dude.
Wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. Uh-huh. I don't know what that is.
Weird tempo there.
Uh-huh. Oh.
The Nurer.
I kind of want to hear that part again, just that part.
And they start cheering because
it's over.
Well, everybody's cracking up. I mean,
the end. President's Day, everybody.
Woo! America.
That was like a very weird mix of
The Brave wasn't as bad.
It was almost like a lounge singer. Like, you know, the
yeah.
Like that. She did that a couple of times and then also tried to do the going real low.
Yeah, coming here. Like guy.
I
put on my sexy voice.
I felt pretty patriotic after hearing that. Yeah.
Are you fired up?
I just think it is President's Day. February 19th, 2018, and I just thought that would be, she really, I can only imagine how many sports shows are playing that clip today in honor of President's Day. Shouts out to Fergie, who I thought was British, who is actually very American.
Did you think the whole Black Eyed, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought the Black Eyed Peas were British. I really did. The whole band.
The whole thing.
All of it. I mean, Fergie. That sounds like a Spice Girl type of, like, oh, yeah, Fergie Spice or something. So I don't know. In my head, she was British. I think today she wishes she was British so that she had an excuse as to why she sang the national anthem like a big pile of garbage. I give her credit for at least thinking outside the box and how she was going to present the national anthem. But sometimes less is more.
Sometimes you go outside the box and the box wins.
Sometimes less is more, and I think she overstepped her creative bounds.
Charles Barkley said after he heard it, he needed a cigarette.
I don't get it.
I don't either. It's Barkley.
It's Charles.
Does that mean you? But is that like an after sex joke?
Did he love it that much? I think so.
I haven't seen it. Like, did she look normal? Was she wearing?
Davey said it was worse to watch it.
It was worse to watch it.
Well, it was worse to watch it because they get panned into all the players giggling at how terrible it was.
Yeah. And then, like, they cut to Jimmy Kimmel at one point when she hit one note, and he's just shaking his head like, nope. Mm-mm.
My favorite was Draymond, because Draymond does this occasionally when someone starts like asking him a question in the post game, where he just stares and his jaw loses the ability to clench, and it just hangs down. So Draymond just sits there with his mouth agape, and the camera just got him perfectly as his head's leaning forward with that mouth wide open as he's listening to Fergie, and then finally he just has to start laughing. It was bad. It was a bad performance by Fergie. Does this signal the end of her career?
No. I don't know.
Your career can never die after a hit like Fergalicious.
Barry Galt tweets in and says, Sarah, Duchess of York, was called Fergie.
That's what popped up when I Googled Fergie British. Wait. It was the Sarah, Duchess of York.
Is that in England? Is York in England? Is York, like,
it's
like
in
York?
Great Britain.
Well, yeah, her name Yorkshire pudding. Is Stacey Ferguson.
That's Fergie's name?
Yeah, because in the song it's like S to the... I don't know. She spells it... People could call me Stacey. But then she says, no, I'm Fergie, or something like that.
Was that the third
don't
worst?
Don't quote me on that.
Was that the third worst national anthem of all time behind only Carl Lewis and Roseanne Barr?
I've never heard either one of those.
You haven't
two.
Heard those?
No.
Oh, goodness.
Before my time. I'll have to go back and listen to them.
It was definitely better than both of those. Those were much, much worse.
It's Carl freaking Lewis.
That just you can enjoy that one after the show. But yeah, that NBA All-Star game.
How'd that go? Did you watch it, Davey? Did you watch any of the All-Star game?
No. Hmm. But Team LeBron won. I know that much.
Good for Team LeBron. Big week for LeBron. He got told to shut up and dribble, which I thought was very, very interesting by, who is that?
I think it's Laura Ingram.
Laura Ingram, yes. Going after LeBron for having a take on gun control and protecting children. And this has been a very interesting week for the politically minded folks to go at it. Lot of screaming in the echo chamber this week. But it's, I don't know, like, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I always think it's funny when people who cover politics get angry when other people have a political opinion that they disagree with and say, oh, you're not qualified to have this opinion. And so she told LeBron to shut up and dribble, which is, I don't know. Pretty horrible take, in my opinion. I'm not saying you have to agree with LeBron and everything that he says or does, or that you have to disagree with everything he says politically. I think that this is like one of the problems in our country right now is instead of listening to another side and finding the point of view, we just say you're not qualified, shut up.
Yeah, or even say I just, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I hear what you're saying, but I disagree.
Yeah, even just to say, you know what, this is, you know, this part makes sense, this part you're actually wrong on, blah, 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 blah. It's just a lot of, no, you're wrong and you're not qualified, I'm right, listen to me. I don't know, it's just we've lost the ability to converse about certain things. The division in our country has crossed seemingly every line that even in the past it hadn't really been able to touch. And now... you've got, you know, obviously celebrities who have never really been shy of a political stance, athletes, and I think LeBron kind of qualifies as both. I think he's a celebrity athlete. I don't think he's just, you know, a good player. I don't know. I just think it's been a pretty difficult week for our country, and I think a lot of kind of warts are being shown on both sides of the political spectrum. But takes like that don't necessarily help anything.
Well, the under hit.
In the game?
Yeah, big time. Guess what the over-under was? The final score, Houston, because I'm sure you remember this since it was such a big game and so important, but Team LeBron 148,
mm-hmm.
Team Curry 145. What do you think the over-under was set at originally?
Three?
That's what I said.
342.
What? They said it that high?
I would definitely take the under.
Wow, yeah.
The over's hit like the last 5 years in a row, so I think they just shot for the moon with the over-under. And shout out to Clay Travis. He nailed it. He said this year, split teams, they pick teams, going to be a little lower scoring than the over-under. Team LeBron gets the all-important victory. 148-145.
Chad Byers tweets in at us and says, the game was actually fairly competitive. Think the changes worked. So them switching the format to where it's not East versus West and them just having two captains and then drafting the players that are eligible. I'm not sure if for the draft, like, certain amount of players from the East and the West made it, or they just made it completely open to the people you could draft from based off the All-Star votes.
Well, I know the commissioner said that they kind of liked how it worked and that next year they'll probably put the draft on TV. So there you go. I mean, at least in basketball.
Don't care.
At least basketball is still watchable when you don't play defense, unlike the Pro Bowl. Like, I mean, if you love basketball and you just want to watch these guys play, I can at least watch the NBA All-Star game. In the NFL, when you're just watching guys run around trying not to hurt anybody, that's a little tough. The dunk contest got some bad reviews. No one really thought it did much.
Yeah, I mean, the names going into it didn't really draw my interest. Who even won it? Do we know? I'll have to look that up.
I don't know. It was the NBA is so driven by the personalities and the stars, and that's why having, like, actually, I think Team LeBron and Team Curry, like, that, or Team Steph, whatever they want to call it, that kind of works. Because just, we talked about how the players' names matter more than the team names in the NBA more than any other league. So when you have a dunk contest, though, and the names aren't big, though, it kind of goes the other way.
Donovan Mitchell won it.
There you
Rookie
go.
Rookie guard. I believe he's from Louisville. I think that's correct. Don't quote me on it. But
yay. I don't know. I think it works to have the players be the face of the game. If they want the slam dunk contest to be good, they're going to have to, I don't know. I don't know what you do. Try and get better players in it or that's really the only option, because the players are what rates in the NBA. We'll hit a quick break, come back with some other topics here. Hour number three of the program, you're listening to Three and Out, driven by Toyota Knoxville.
Got a tax.
This segment of the program brought to you by NutriShop.
What are you doing? We are going to get ready for a nice NutriShop read.
I know.
And then you got to play the Black Eyed Peas with Fergie. That's actually her singing pretty good, though, at the start. How much touch-up do we think that took?
They have a Houston Crest on steroids producing that track up, making her sound good.
Yeah, that's
they have an audio guru.
Somebody had
his headphones are this big.
Hang on. Do we think that she just had a bad night? Maybe like the earpiece. Maybe she couldn't hear herself.
I actually think if she would have just done it kind of straight, it wouldn't have been that bad. Like she just tried to.
She tried too hard. She oversang it.
She almost tried to synthesize herself. By doing kind of like the manly, low, sexy something voice. I don't know what you would call that. Land of the... Like when you try and put four notes where one should go,
yeah.
It's kind of tough.
She overnoted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way
to put good
it.
Point. I think you're right. She wanted it so bad for President's Day that she just tried too hard. I admire the effort, Fergie. And especially now that I know she's American, I got to give her the credit. It takes guts to stand up there and sing that poorly. You gotta have some fortitude.
I didn't care that much about it because I was getting all of my patrioticness through the Olympics. NBA weekend. I get that every year. I mean, the Olympics, the Winter Olympics only once every four. Any Olympics once every two. You guys been watching much of this?
Not really. The Olympics have not kept. Well, we're not doing very good as a country. Norway is kicking everyone right in the crotch, and I just don't like it.
We win all the X, or a lot of the X Games stuff that we invented.
Yeah, that was going to say. we're inventing
mostly new snowboarding competitions.
We're like, damn, everyone's really good at skiing. We'll snowboard and add it. Petition. We need the half pipe in the Olympics.
Have you noticed these guys, they listen to music while they do their, like, they've got earbuds in while they're doing all these flips and stuff? I guess that's the thing. I don't know. It's weird, but yeah, we dominate the snowboarding. Although even doing the slope style stuff with the skis, we can't come through on that. There was a guy the other night, he dislocated his shoulder as he was like in the middle of one of those tricks, which was strange. Did you see the girl who won the Super G? Have you heard about this story?
No.
Okay,
what's
so
the Super G?
So the Super G, there's downhill skiing, right? Which is like the most direct route. You know, there's gates they go through, but I mean, it's pretty insane. They hit really crazy speeds. Obviously, Lindsey Vonn is our kind of big female downhill skier.
The Back Widow.
Yeah, the Back Widow. There's the giant slalom, which is more like going through the gates, and they just did that over the weekend. The Super G is a combo of the two. So it's pretty fast. There's gates and turns, but it's not as crazy as the downhill. So in the Super G, Lindsey Vonn goes first because the seeded racers, the top 10 are seeded, and they have to pick between 1 and 19. They have to take a slot. She was 10th, so she got the last one that was available. It was number 1, so she had to go first. She's killing it. She's flying down the mountain. She comes around the last curve and just almost wipes out, has to, like, cut it back, and so she's, like, out of the running. So they go through all these racers. The 19th girl goes. She doesn't beat the girl who's in first. And Lindsey Vonn, there's even a shot of Vonn going up to the girl who is now in first after all the seeded racers have gone, saying, hey, I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. And she's standing there. She's basically popping the champagne in the locker room if you're talking about an American-like championship. Because all the racers after are women that have never even placed on, like, the tour or all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this girl starts from the Czech Republic, and halfway through her run, the announcer is talking about how it's a historic day because she's also a snowboarder. And it's the first time a girl's going to be in, like, one of the real skiing events and also snowboard. Well, halfway down the mountain, it's like, oh, she's actually under the time by a couple of hundredths. And then they keep talking about her snowboarding, like, no big deal. Well, she gets the last time check, and, oh, wait, she's still, like, even. She comes through, wins the thing by a hundredth of a second. The girl who's been celebrating for, like, 45 minutes is devastated. She's thought she's won the gold medal for 45 minutes.
Don't count your chickens until they're hatched.
Yep.
The girl who wins comes, like, stops and is just frozen. She's just staring at the scoreboard.
Well, it's cold out there.
She's staring. She finally kind of turns to the camera guy, and he starts saying, you're winning. And he's, you know, he's like in an act. He's like, you're winning. And she goes, no, must be some mistake.
That's how she celebrated winning?
That's how she celebrated. She goes, must be some mistake.
I love the humility.
She comes over where the, like, they have the little thing. You know how they make the person who's in first uncomfortably stand in front of that background?
It might be the worst part of the whole Olympics.
And they all hold their skis so you can see what type of ski. That's why they hold the skis on their shoulder. Mm-hmm. It's like NASCAR placement, right? So
right.
You can see, like, oh, those are
these
atomic
are the,
skis.
The snow tech.
Yeah. So
cut the check, snow tech.
She walks over there, and some of the girls are, like, going up to hug her, but then the girls who are in the medals are all, like, I mean, they're falling apart. They thought they had won. And she has to hug the girl who won, and she just says, how did that happen? It was a mess. She does the post-game interviews with her goggles on.
I noticed that a couple of the younger athletes have been doing that in the Olympics.
That's not why this girl did it. You know why she did? She said...
She's blind.
No.
That would have been incredible.
That would have been a pretty wild story.
I thought maybe she was blind.
She
did
said,
it by feel.
She said, I wasn't prepared to win like some of the other girls. What she meant was she didn't put in on any makeup that day because she wasn't going to be on camera. She wasn't going to win. She wasn't going to medal. It was crazy. Apparently, she's like the Eves Pons of women's Super G.
All the talent, but just doesn't know what she's doing yet.
She's such a great athlete that she can be in the snowboarding Olympics, also skiing, and they've always said...
What's her name? You don't even know her name?
Ledecca. That's her last name. I don't remember
her
Oh,
that's
name.
Pretty good. I'm actually impressed that you knew her name. Ledecca.
Something like that. So that's close enough.
It's a long segment of a girl who we didn't think could win one.
It's one of the stories of the Olympics.
You know what would have made this better?
What?
If Ledecca had been like Smith and she was American.
But because that's all we care about, right? Like,
it's a national competition.
There's a sports.
International. Yeah.
Lindsey Vonn's a big story in this race. That's why I was watching it.
She laid an egg. Dud.
She did.
Loser.
She probably would have won if she hadn't taken that last turn so wide.
She
blew
it.
She was so mad, too.
What's the medal count? Do you have the medal count?
Davey, look up the
medal
count.
Davey, do you have the medal count?
Unfortunately.
Where are we at? I got it.
We have...
Norway, just kicking everybody's...
10 medals.
Oh, my gosh.
Norway is killing it on all
Norway
fronts.
Has 10 gold.
They have 27 total, and they have more gold, silver, and bronze than anyone else. Well, they're actually tied with Germany with 10 golds, but...
But they get the tiebreaker with overall medals.
Yep. Yeah.
10, 9, and 8.
We're just not very good at this stuff. I was watching the bobsled
Didn't
last
night. Didn't we used
night.
To be?
Our three American two-man bobsled teams, they were all over the... They were bouncing. I mean, I know Terrell made the joke about meddling at Luge. I feel like anyone could have done what the Americans did on the bobsled if they were that, you know, if you could get off the start line that fast. They were all over the place, just hitting the thing. It was like Mountain Slidewinder at Dollywood. It was mayhem.
Fun. USA, 5 golds, 3 silvers, 2 bronze.
It's not going to get better either. Like a
lot
it's
of times, I keep say, waiting. Yeah, like, do no. We don't have like
event at all.
We don't have like our super secret events coming
like,
up.
Like a lot of times in the Summer Olympics, like we'll win a bunch of the team golds at the end, like the last couple of days.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we're not winning one in curling. The men's hockey team has a play-in game to get to the quarterfinals because they're not any good. Women's hockey will win a medal. They'll win gold or silver, but. Probably silver.
We're
Canada's
even
better.
Getting beat by OAR, which is not the band, but that's Olympic athletes from Russia.
Well, they're doping. Have you heard about this?
I have, yes.
Yeah. They got
I thought they got banned for doping.
They did.
Russia, the country, cannot compete, but there's still a group called Olympic athletes from Russia
and they're
that
doping?
Are able to compete.
Yeah. They're doping. And you would assume it's like they're bobsledders, right? Or they're, I don't know, what's another like muscle event in the
skiing,
like cross country skiing, right?
Yeah.
Maybe biathlon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of those big endurance. No.
Russia's bunch of cheaters.
It was their.
Russia, that's all they do is cheat.
It was their male athlete from their mixed doubles curling team.
Now I have respect for that. If you're willing to dope for curling,
it means something to them. Maybe I got these guys all wrong. You know, there was an old saying once in recruiting: "If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying."
It's curling. Curling. What? I don't even see how doping helps you in curling.
What was the dope? Like, what do you take? What do you need?
Meldonium.
What the hell is that?
It's a heart medicine that
that's
increases blood flow.
That's the metal that Wolverine has.
And has been banned from most sports since 2016.
It increases what?
Blood flow. The sweeping, man. Especially in mixed doubles when you're the dude.
Blood flow? That means your heart's beating faster. That means you're off a little bit.
You get more oxygen. You can sweep faster.
No one needs to sweep faster.
And this guy, his teammate's his wife. So, you know, if somebody's got to do the extra sweeping, you know who's going to do it.
Houston, you're thinking of adamantium.
I know, Davey. Good God.
Davey always with the fact check.
Yeah. Like, I don't know exactly what
I know it was
about.
A joke, but it got me thinking. I was like, oh, what is this guy?
It's adamantium. Yeah. I can't believe you didn't know that off the top of your head. You had to Google that. You wasted time Googling that.
Mm. It was a simple Google. It's like Wolverine metal.
What would, if you had to, if you.
Yes.
You've curled. Gone to the ice rink and curled.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to have a PED, if you were given the run of all drugs to curl, what drug would you want?
Adderall.
He wasn't asking you, Davey. You have no experience in this area.
God, Davey.
It depends on your position, Houston.
Actually, I was thinking Adderall.
That's what I was going to say, too. If you're the skip.
For focus?
If you're the skip, you'd want Adderall. Because the skip calls the game, handles all the strategy. You have to see 3 shots ahead.
I think I would want an Adderall or 2 beers. Because I think that there's a little bit of like the bowling.
Well, the drinking's the best part of
curling. I don't think
like
there's a rule that says you can't drink and compete in the Olympics. Like, I don't think alcohol's a banned substance.
I don't know.
That's what people don't realize when they watch the Olympic curling. Like the best part about recreational curling is you just set your beers down on the ice. They stay cold. It's great. It's kind of like golf in that regard. Like there's
right.
Like,
that's
there's
what I'm saying. Yeah, honestly, that's what I'm saying. 2 beers, like bowling, golf. You have 2 beers, and all of a sudden, yeah, the edge is off, and you're swinging free.
I think the Olympics would be more fun if you had to add drinking to the games.
Shut up, Davey. I will say,
what a horrible.
I will say,
who controls his microphone?
The best he does.
Downhill skiing, drunk. Are you an idiot? Are you trying to kill human beings?
It would
be
funny. You said blind earlier, so I don't know.
Well, that I said it would have been a good story, which it would have.
I'm picturing
they fall on their own. They don't need help, Davey.
I'm picturing a Siberian husky like leading the blind skier.
She's got the sticks already.
Yeah,
you know,
it's true.
She can feel the humps coming.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a blind person could downhill ski if you didn't went off memory.
Or, yeah,
or
true.
If,
memorize
if
you, the
maybe
or if you
had,
like,
had
daredevil senses,
bat sonar.
If there were sounds coming from the poles,
from the gates,
yeah,
okay.
Gates. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, gates.
Hmm.
Yeah,
fair enough.
I will say, one of the best Canadian men's curling team, the guys that sweep the most, the two Harden brothers, are ripped. I mean, they're huge. Like, they look like they've taken performance-enhancing drugs. And they can carry the rock, like, 20 feet further if they sweep than if they don't sweep. 20 feet.
I didn't know what the sweeping broom was for.
Hmm.
At first, I thought it roughed the ice up to slow it down. No. I was wrong.
Yeah, the opposite.
Yeah.
It melts it.
Friction.
Yep.
I learned this. I Googled it. Davey didn't know that.
Well, it started because they're all bored in Scotland, right? It's the middle of the winter. There's nothing to do. And so we got this frozen Ford here. We got some rocks. Let's see.
So Scotland gave us golf and curling?
Yeah, it's a great country.
God bless them.
They're like, let's see who can slide the rock closest to, you know, a target spot.
It's golf on the ice.
And then they were like, well, the snow kind of gets in the way. Hey, go get a broom so we can get the snow out of the way. And they're like, oh, we can sweep it as it goes, and you have curling.
I'm fascinated. What are you Googling over there? That was a perfect
I'm trying to find...
You were that was the perfect sin to break, and you're over there. Were you texting again?
No, I
caught
was
him texting. I caught him texting last week.
I was trying to find out if you could actually compete drunk during the show. In the Olympics. You cannot compete drunk, apparently. Well, I don't know. I can't find the actual rule. I'm trying to figure that out.
Curling. It's chess on ice. Got it. Final segment of the program here live from the Mountain View Chevy studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. We all kind of had a rough day over a rough weekend as Tennessee lost their basketball game to Georgia. And if you missed any portion of that conversation, make sure you hit up the podcast.
Saturday stunk.
One, first half of hour two as well. And don't forget, subscribe on iTunes. And that way you get those delivered right to your device. On Friday, Houston, our own John Reed posted to FoxSportsKnoxville.com details, behind the scenes, never before published, really, details of the Neyland Stadium renovation.
Has anyone called and gotten mad at us for having this yet?
No, I haven't gotten any
you're supposed to say yes.
Messages or...
You're supposed to say yes and that we're breaking the rules to give the fans information.
Actually, I've been dealing with this all weekend, yes. Houston, and
good.
It's been a real
good
kind of
if they want us to play
pain
nice
for well, me.
They
I've
can take Butch off the damn Jumbotron. We'll play nice.
I've had to take a stand on this one.
Nate's actually going to find out about this today because we know Tennessee doesn't work on the weekends. That was evident all of last fall.
That's a good point. Good point by Davey there. If you haven't read this, you can go to FoxSportsKnoxville.com. It is very, very interesting. We all know that Neyland Stadium is going to has plans for the renovation. That was a big deal as John Curry was getting all the money lined up and all that kind of stuff. And last week, John Reed was able to acquire some notes directly from the university scope of work request that was sent out to contractors and vendors for the bidding on these proposed renovations.
Mm-hmm.
And some were very, not really different, but much more detailed than what we had heard before. So the first section all has to do with recruiting, and you know Jeremy Pruitt's going to like that. You're not happy? Big sigh?
What do we not have that we apparently need for recruiting?
Well, we need a DJ podium.
Oh, yes. That's the difference. That's it. Quay Walker would have definitely come had we just had our own podium instead of the one that we rent for Stir All the Pearl. That's a great point.
LED or ceiling-mounted roll-down projection screen for the recruiting presentations.
Okay. So a TV. They need a big TV to show the PowerPoint. They like a PowerPoint.
Small club-style audio system capable of high sound levels with subwoofers.
Is that for the locker room?
And a control
small
system.
Club style?
Yeah.
I think Prezi's the way of the future, Houston. I know you mentioned PowerPoint, but it probably would be a Prezi now.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
I know. We're too old.
Prezi?
Yeah.
A Prezi for the recruits.
Is that like Keynote?
I don't know what Keynote is.
A small club.
Because you don't have an Apple.
Club
idiot.
Style. Huh. So they're gonna have a dance club on campus.
Okay.
For just football recruits.
Is that the... At the locker room, at the okay, so yeah, okay.
If you have a club for just recruits, I mean,
how do we not? So that we couldn't play music.
Don't
for
you have
recruits?
To have some hostesses? Like you can't have a sausage party, right? Like if you're having a small club,
man, I think they've got hostesses over there.
Yeah,
I think there are probably girls that are involved in recruiting from time to time. I wouldn't worry too much about that.
I'm just saying, you can't really. Sounds like they're gonna have a party, and
yeah, I don't know, you're. What, because it's not on the list? You don't think they have it? You think they're going to put out grind girls on the list? Next subject for recruiting. What else is there? That was a terrible
topic. That was it for recruiting.
Okay, good. Now we're to the serious part.
Fan Zone and Southfield Membership
no,
Club.
No, I'm skipping that one. Oh, don't care. Here's what I care about.
What do you care about?
Booze. Now we're talking. Tennessee preparing to be able to serve alcohol in Neyland Stadium in the coming years. This is what we're talking about. Finally, slushy drinks like margaritas, Jack and Coke, ices, beer. It's the way of the future. I also think that this is funny. Microbreweries discussed. We love our craft beer in Knoxville. Scruffy City. We love it. But this is my favorite one. For concessions, healthier options are not preferred by Tennessee fans per sales. I love it. Give me a smoky dog with some Goldens. Give me some nachos. Give me cheeseburgers with lots of cheese and terrible, terrible buns. Extra cheese for Davey. Soda dispensing machines for patrons to get their own refills. Very interesting. Very interesting. So does that mean that the... I just want to know if the prices are going to go down. Atlanta did it and it worked. They sell infinitely more at $4 than they did at $8, so they're making more.
Yeah, but that makes sense, so don't expect it to happen.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. Straight from the notes, UT campus is dry, but the expectation is for this to change over the next several years.
My favorite line of this entire story is that millennials enjoy hot and cold coffee drinks, and coffee makers should start accommodating for that.
During a football game?
Apparently. There is a Dunkin' Donuts in the north end zone. Did you know this? Do you ever venture up that way?
Yes.
There's a Dunkin'. A Dunkin' Donuts.
No, I don't.
I didn't know you could get coffee anywhere in the stadium other than that.
I only thought like they sold it whenever it was really cold.
Really cold.
They would do that in hot
chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
Yeah. I don't think they ever did a hot tea. Interesting. Remote ordering for customers on their phone. That's a pretty slick little idea.
Mm-hmm. I do like having one concession stand for every 250 people. Apparently, at was it A&M that has like concessions everywhere? So like you're never just standing waiting in line as like the game starts back.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they can all take credit card, which is a biggie.
I don't know Tennessee. I think they can now. I think Tennessee can take cards. Yeah,
certain
now.
Ones though, right? Not every one.
Can we be honest? Tennessee's concessions have been a mess for the better part of a decade.
Mm-hmm.
On hot games, they always run out of water. Or bottled water. They never have, you know, what you want. They've changed providers 3 or 4 times. This is not a very hard thing. They took the Goldens out of the damn Smoky Dog pack, which is, you can't have a Smoky Dog without a pack of Goldens stone ground yellow coarse mustard. You just can't. It's been depressing. It's time to renovate all of the concessions. One of the notes in here is that the concessions are normally manned by underage charity volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe take it seriously, guys. Like, no offense to the charity volunteers. Thank you. Thank you. But maybe take concessions seriously, and they'll work a little bit more in your favor. This is not hard. Tennessee just hasn't given a damn about this stuff in forever, and they're finally realizing they should probably give a damn about it. Finally. And is this the last one? The Jumbotron? You seen that?
There's one I skipped over. We can go back to that in a minute if we have time. But yeah, the Jumbotron.
The university is not happy with the image quality of the backlit sign and would prefer something better and easier to change out. Well, no bleep. The quality of that Butch Jones picture is horrifying.
I mean, just look at him. Still up there.
Renovations will incorporate the traditional Home of the Vols on the back of the video board. And there's talk that they're going to bring back the big script VOLS somewhere.
The big letters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great. They're bringing back some traditional items. I like that. My question is, all these things are good things. What is this setting us up for? Because there's going to be bad news coming. They're hitting us with the good news. The bad news is coming. We're going down to 90,000. Well, ticket price is going to go up by 20%. Something's up.
They're removing 730 seats at least as part of the Fan Zone and Southfield Membership Club.
Those are going to be my seats. I'm in the South End Zone. So they're taking my seats away.
And John Curry.
Fantastic.
John Curry was worried that, you know, people might spill drinks on the club patrons. So there's that. And they want the beer in
cans.
In cans, not bottles or draft.
That seems like a very bad idea.
I can understand not having the bottles. That makes sense.
Well, they went plastic bottles for a long time.
That's what they do in a lot of the...
And they take the lid away when they give you the beer.
Yeah.
So that you can't throw it,
that's what
essentially.
They do. That's what they do in the NFL stadium.
Plastic bottles that you can't throw. A can? I know that once you open it, it's open.
But if it's not open.
Yeah. Surely they would open the can when they gave it to you.
Yeah,
but I don't know, why would you not just do draft beer in a cup?
That makes because they don't want it to get spilled on them. The next level down. I legitimately
so they're worried about
it.
they don't want to do cups of, well, we don't have cup holders
in
Neyland Stadium.
They don't want us poor folk spilling their beer on accident or on purpose
on the
rich people in the club level.
But I can throw a can of beer. All right. You let Jabbar Gaffney come in and drop that ball and watch the beer cans be thrown. They throw water bottles anyway. I don't know that cans make a lot of sense. Maybe you go lidded cups of maybe drinks. Maybe we should start the tradition of drinking our beer through a straw out of a cup.
You could just go lid and you take the lid off to drink it once you're.
Yeah, but then people aren't gonna. Then people aren't gonna put the lid back on. They're gonna spill their beer. Mm. But isn't, frankly, as a concession runner, wouldn't you want people to spill their beer?
Because
you know what happens when you spill a beer?
You go buy
another beer.
Makes sense to me.
Just give those people like an umbrella down there and let others spill their beer. Gosh, Neyland Stadium smelling like burnt popcorn and beer. Talk about home field advantage. Man. I think the cans are a really bad idea. I think you'd make more money off a cup of beer because people will spill it and then just go buy more beer.
Draft's the way to go anyway. It tastes better.
Tastes better.
Yeah, nobody wants a can.
Ugh, gross.
Charge you $13 for a can of beer.
The pricing is going to be very interesting to me. So they're going to jack up ticket prices. They're probably going to jack up concession prices. At least the video board will be good.
My wife was at an event with the kids over the weekend. Kid-sized cup of lemonade. $13.
Where?
At the Knoxville Auditorium.
The what?
At the auditorium that's inside the Civic Coliseum.
It's like where the actual stage, the nicer stage is.
You know where the Ice Bears play?
Yeah.
Connected to that is the auditorium.
I don't know if I've ever been to that.
$13 for a kid-sized lemonade. She said it
did
have...
Did she buy it?
No. It did have a fancy straw. Have you met my wife?
Well,
she's not buying
that. That's why I was surprised. No. I was like, golly, was the lemonade worth it?
She was pointing out the absurdity, of course.
Did she order a water and lemon and then mix some sugar in it and make her own lemonade?
I think they just went, no, nothing. It's nothing.
Stick it to the man.
They were going
to
buy popcorn and said that even smelled burnt. That's what made me think of this. She said burnt popcorn and beer. You can get all the details, foxsportsknoxville.com, as John Reed's commentary on each one of those sections. Go check it out. Talk Sports with John and Cody is coming at you next. For Davey, Houston, I'm Nate. You've been listening to 3 and Out, driven by Toyota Knoxville.